34 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show, where we are proud to say every day, I am not a victim, though lots of folks have felt victimized by a new work. It's not a work of literature. It's a work of publishing commerce. It is a book by the former White House Press Secretary, Scott McClellan. And I suspect that many of you never heard of this guy, don't remember him, have been trying to forget him until he comes up with his book, and all of a sudden he's a hero to the left. Well, somebody with a unique perspective on Scott McClellan's book, which has just been published with a lot of furor, is somebody who's written a far, far superior and more exciting and more entertaining and vastly more informative read about the Bush administration. His name is Doug Feith. He was the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, the number three guy at the Pentagon, one of the key decision makers behind the Iraq War. Mr. Feith, thanks very much for joining us again.
Happy to be with you.
His book is called War and Decision. You can read about it at our website. Now, I was stunned when I read your book about the critical role in your book played by Scott McClellan in making all the important decisions about going to war, right?
Of course, you're being sarcastic.
Yes, I am. Scott McClellan wasn't there, was he?
No, Scott McClellan was not there. I don't believe he ever attended a. I don't believe he ever attended a meeting that of the Principals Committee or the National Security Council, where the actual deliberations were done on our strategy for the war on terrorism or our strategy for the campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq.
And again, when people have been talking about him, oh, this was somebody who was so close to the center of power. I mean, I sort of remember this guy as he had been Ari Fleischer's deputy, and he was sort of the non-entity in between Ari Fleischer and Tony Snow.
Well, I think that's right. What he's done in his book is very different from what I've done in mine. His book is a repudiation of all the work done by the administration on Iraq, and it's an angry, bitter book. It's a bunch of accusations that the administration was involved in deception and propaganda, and he provides no substantiation for that. What I did in War and Decision was I reviewed the actual deliberations. I believe that the administration made errors, and I'm critical of the administration in part, but I think fundamentally the strategy that the president adopted was the right strategy, and I think that I did not see any evidence of lying, deception, any of the things that McClellan accuses the president and his national security team of.
And he really – so what strikes me is McClellan really wouldn't have been in a position to have even seen that firsthand. I have also not read the book, and I don't frankly intend to, but I've read excerpts of it. And one of the excerpts that everybody is saying, oh, look at this, is that McClellan says he saw Scooter Libby go into Karl Rove's office and they closed the door. And then he assumes that, I guess, through some kind of telepathic process, he can intuit that behind that closed door they were talking about Valerie Plame. A lot of what he's assuming about Iraq is the same kind of thing, right? I mean, it's just his assumptions of what must have happened, not based on any direct information.
Well, it is, and he gets his account wrong. I mean, one of the things that I was concerned about in writing my book was to present an accurate history and to discipline myself by providing that history on the basis of the actual documents that were used at the time, the memos that were sent around by the key players, the minutes of the meeting that I personally took while attending meetings with the president and his top national security advisors. And the discipline of doing that, the research for my book and tying the stories that I tell to the actual documents at the time, it gave me a much better understanding of what went on and allowed me to give a very accurate account. I mean, my book's been out for weeks, and it has not been attacked as inaccurate, misleading. I mean, I provide very substantial documentation and support for my propositions.
And
McClellan doesn't at all. His book doesn't have a single footnote.
Well, yeah, but not only not a single footnote, he doesn't even indicate where he gets certain assertions. It's what happened, must have happened behind that closed door. One of the specific things that comes out in your book is that the kind of charge that McClellan makes, where he says that the entire war was sold, everybody was sold a bill of goods, it was all about weapons of mass destruction. You make it amazingly clear in War and Decision, in your book, Doug Lefife, that the rationale and the persuasive case for war was much more complex than that.
That's right. There were a range of threats that the Saddam Hussein regime posed. And I even talk in the book about how we had a mnemonic aid for making sure when we talked about the rationale for the war that we covered the breadth of the rationale. It was WMD and the three T's. And the three T's were Saddam's record of threats against his neighbors, support for terrorism, and the tyrannical nature of his regime. And we understood the Iraq problem in its complexity as a problem that had been around for a dozen years. Saddam was hostile. He was aggressive. He had started wars. He had supported terrorist groups. He had developed and even used WMD. The way McClellan presents all of this is just a cartoon image of it.
Part of what the reason, aside from the fact that everybody else who was there supports your version, your book, War and Decision. People may disagree with some of your conclusions or arguments, but nobody challenges the accuracy. You've had a distinguished career in government and academia, really serving your country for many years before you came to work in the Bush administration. Scott McClellan had worked in his mommy's campaigns. I mean, literally, it's the only thing this guy's done in his pathetic life, and I honestly believe it does count. It does matter. The truth matters, and Doug Feith, former Undersecretary of Defense, I appreciate your trying to get some of the truth out there.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and you're doing it every day, so I want to return the compliment.
Thank you so much. That's Doug Feith, his book, which is vastly more worth your time, money, and energy, and it is a fascinating look inside the administration. Learn about those three T's. It's important. The book is called War and Decision. It's posted up on our website.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.